to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to desensitize your horse. So the term bomb-proof is used by horse owners to describe a horse that is unafraid of anything. So in theory, a bomb could go off within a few feet of the horse and he wouldn't even flinch. Now, for those of you who compete in dressage competitions, having a non-spooky, bomb-proof horse is essential. A horse that is easily distracted or becomes upset during a test will be penalised heavily. Also, hacking out on a spooky horse that jumps at everything is somewhat less than relaxing and can be dangerous. So, how do you bomb-proof your horse? Well, in this podcast episode, we're going to explain in detail how you can go about bomb-proofing your horse through a training process known as desensitizing. So firstly, what is desensitizing? Well, desensitizing is the process by which you teach your horse not to be afraid of things that would ordinarily frighten him. Now, a key part of desensitizing is helping horses to understand why they needn't be afraid. So why should you desensitize your horse? Now, there are many reasons for bomb-proofing your horse, and a few of those reasons are as follows. So number one, a calm horse is easier and safer to handle than a spooky one. Number two, desensitizing helps to control the horse's natural flight instinct, which makes him safer to ride. Number three, a non-spooky horse will perform better in the dressage arena and will be awarded with higher marks. And number four, being around a horse that's totally chilled out helps to increase rider and handler confidence. Now also, as you work on desensitizing your horse, the bond between you and your horse will grow stronger, which will help to build that all-important harmony that the sport of dressage demands. So now let's move on to identifying what's scary. Now, horses are natural flight animals, and that means that they are constantly on the lookout for danger, and their first instinct is to run away from anything that appears to be a threat. Now, some horses are naturally more laid back than others, and what's absolutely terrifying to one may trigger nothing more than a casual glance in another. So, before you can set about desensitizing your horse, you'll need to have a clear idea of what you find scary. So here's a list of common objects that horses can spook at. So number one, foreign objects such as dressage letters, judges' boxes, flowers, etc. Number two is whips. Number three is flapping bags or advertising banners. Number four is narrow gateways. Number five is clippers. Number six is other species such as pigs, cows and donkeys. Number seven is cars both on the road and parked in the arena. Number seven is water such as lakes, streams, puddles, hose pipes, etc. Number eight is unexpected noises such as you unzipping your jacket or even sneezing whilst riding. Number 10 is bicycles, and number 11 is small children running around close to the arena. But really, we could go on forever because the list is endless. So sit down with a pen and paper and try to note down what things frighten your horse so that you know what you need to work on. And then next, don't avoid the issue. Now, many riders deliberately avoid anything that they know will spook their horse, even avoiding certain competition venues that their horse finds scary. However, repeatedly giving something a wide berth will simply teach your horse that the object or area is dangerous. Now, part of the desensitizing process entails helping your horse to face his fears and teaching him that there's nothing to be afraid of after all, so don't avoid the issue. So now let's talk about safety first. Now, desensitizing your horse does involve putting him in a situation or confronting him with something that he finds scary, and that can be dangerous to both riders and handlers. So, before you start, get yourself kitted out in the appropriate safety clothing, including a hard hat, gloves, and sturdy boots. Now, if the work is to be carried out whilst riding, then wearing a body protector may also be a good idea. Now also, it's advised that your horse wear brushing boots and overreach boots to help give him protection in case he treads on himself. And it's also advised to carry out this training in a suitably fenced area, such as a paddock or arena, so that should the worst happen, you won't lose your horse into acres of countryside. So now let's cover 5 top tips before you start this process. So tip number 1 is personal space. Now, when a horse is afraid, he often loses all perceptions of boundaries and forgets all about your personal space. And that can result in your horse actually knocking you down or barging into you. So before you begin the desensitising, you must teach your horse to respect your personal space. So focus on groundwork in a non-spooky environment and giving your horse lots of simple tasks to do, such as moving his feet. And that will keep the horse focused and tuned into you, making it less likely that he will be distracted by a scary object and tread on his handler. Tip number 2 is to take your time. Now it's crucial that you don't rush your horse when it comes to desensitising, because if you try to push your horse, you can only increase his fear even more. So begin with baby steps, working your way up to giant strides as his confidence increases. Also, make sure that you have plenty of time for each training session. That way, you won't be tempted to rush your horse and you won't get flustered. Tip number 3 is to set small goals for each session. So, set a small goal for each desensitization session, and that will prevent you from trying to rush and will make you feel that you are really getting somewhere. Also, each of those small achievements will quickly add up to a major goal. Now if you need to, be prepared to take a step back. You may find that you make a small amount of progress and then encounter a setback, but don't panic. Just go back a few steps to take your horse back to his comfort zone and begin again. Tip number 4 is to be consistent. Now you must remain consistent in your approach throughout the desensitizing process. If you always adopt the same, it won't hurt you, it's not scary approach, then your horse will quickly learn to trust you. Also, horses are creatures of routine, and a constant approach helps to keep things on an even keel. And lastly, tip number 5 is to keep calm and carry on. Now, horses are highly sensitive to your emotions, so if you begin to panic or become upset, your horse will mirror you. And that can be disastrous for the desensitizing training. Now, if you remain calm, your horse will sense that and will quickly learn that there's nothing to worry about when it comes to facing his fears. So now let's move into the desensitizing process. So firstly, desensitizing your horse to pressure on his limbs and head. Now, when you're at a show, it can be incredibly frustrating if your horse fidgets when you're trying to fit studs or put on his boots. And how about the horse that pulls back in panic when tied up to your lorry or trailer? So, why does a usually calm horse behave like that when you're at a show? Now, it's because the competition environment is alien to your horse and can be full of scary sights and sounds. Now remember that your horse is a flight animal, so his first instinct is to run away from what spooks him. Now if the horse feels that he can no longer have control over his limbs and can't move because he's tied up, he will feel trapped, unable to flee if he needs to. Now if you can desensitize those areas to pressure before you begin your bomb-proof training, then your horse will be much more able to cope with scary objects touching his legs or head. So let's start by desensitizing the horse to pressure on his head. So firstly, place one hand on the horse's poll directly behind his ears. And then with your other hand, hold the lead rope close to the buckle and apply gentle pressure to both the rope and to the poll to ask the horse to lower his head. Now as soon as the horse complies and drops his head, release the pressure. And if the horse tries to throw his head up, keep the pressure on until he responds correctly. And now ask the horse to stretch his head down to the ground. Eventually, the horse will respond by lowering his head and neck and standing still. So now let's talk about desensitizing the horse to pressure on the limbs. So begin by picking up your horse's feet one at a time. Now, once the horse can do that obediently, then loop a soft lead rope around his lower leg and apply pressure to the rope by gently pulling. Now, your goal is to pick up the horse's hoof and move his leg towards you, just like your farrier does. And as soon as the horse obliges, release the pressure and reward him. And then next, keep the rope looped around the lower leg and walk the horse forward. And as the horse walks, applies pressure to the rope. And the horse should immediately stop and yield to the pressure. And then in that way, the horse learns to remain calm rather than returning to his flight instinct. So now let's talk about desensitizing your horse to scary objects. Now, many horses are frightened of unfamiliar objects, and that could be anything from a traffic cone to a judge's car parked at sea. So if your horse spooks at that particular object, his attention is on that, rather than on you and your aids. Not only will that lose you marks in a dressage test, but it could also be dangerous if your horse reacts violently by bolting. So to help overcome this, first start with groundwork. So lead your horse over to the object that he is afraid of, and the horse will most likely snort and stop to stare at the object. Now, don't try to force the horse to approach the object. Instead, distract the horse by doing groundwork at a distance from the scary object. And that requires the horse to focus on you. And then gradually move the working area closer to the object and reward the horse each time he settles and concentrates on you. And keep the sessions short. Repeat the exercise the following day, and hopefully you'll find that the horse will gradually learn that the object is not scary and he's willing to ignore it. Now, as an extra little tip, using a training ball can be a great way of desensitizing a horse to unfamiliar objects that move. So put the ball in the arena and let the horse examine the toy without any interference from you. Now, although the horse may be startled by the ball at first, he will quickly become curious and will investigate the strange object. And then most horses try to push the ball around or even pick it up, and then the whole exercise becomes a fun game. And ultimately, you will be rewarded with a horse that wants to check out strange objects rather than running away from them. So now let's move on to talk about desensitizing your horse to objects touching him. Now, some horses can be hypersensitive to things touching them, such as spurs, whips, or even your leg. Now, a useful technique for teaching a horse to accept being touched is by using a plastic bag and then a tarp. So start with the plastic bag and start by taking it and rubbing it all over the horse's body. Now, if the horse tries to shy away from the bag, follow the horse's movement, keeping the bag on him until he stops trying to flee from it. And then once the horse relaxes, remove the bag and reward him. Now, once the horse has accepted having the bag rubbed over his body, tie it to the end of a lunge or schooling whip, and that presents a more intimidating object to the horse. And repeat the process of touching the horse with the bag that's now attached to the whip. And touch every area of the horse's body, including the legs, the belly, and the hindquarters. Now, those areas are the most sensitive and represent the most vulnerable part of the horse's body. And then, once the horse accepts the plastic bag, you can move on to using a tarp and use the same strategy. If the horse moves away, go with the movement and touch the horse all over his body with the tarp. And once he accepts that, you can hang the tarp over the lead rope and ask the horse to walk around you in a circle. And if your horse has a meltdown, remove the tarp from the rope and start again by rubbing it over his body. Now, eventually, you should be able to place the tarp on the horse's back and lead him around wearing it. And then put the tarp on the ground and ask the horse to walk over it. And once he's accepted both these scenarios, it's job done. So now let's move on to talk about desensitizing your horse to sounds. Now, horses are often startled and spooked by certain sounds and noises that they encounter at competitions. For example, the sound of applause can be alarming to a horse that's unfamiliar with it, or a public address system announcement can be scary too. Now, the easiest way to solve the problem of noise-induced spooking is to make a recording of the offending sound and to play it to your horse. So play it outside the stable, play it whilst you're riding, and even in the horse's paddock if you are able to. Now your horse will get to realise pretty quickly that the noise is not frightening at all and it will fade into the background. Okay, so lastly, let's talk about desensitising your horse to activity. Now many large shows have lots of people mulling around in the arenas and in the working in areas. Now some indoor arenas have corridors and walkways that run adjacent to the dressage arena, or they have a busy cafe that overlooks the competition area, which can be very alarming to some horses. Now the only way to get your horse used to that is to keep taking him to shows. Now if you think your horse is likely to become alarmed by the activity at the event venue, then get there early enough to allow him to settle before you start working in. Alternatively, you could ask a group of friends to come to your yard whilst you're working your horse, and ideally have them come armed with small children, dogs, bicycles, and making lots of noise. Now you can ask your army of volunteers to create as much diversion as they can outside of the arena whilst you school your horse. And eventually those outside interferences will fade into the background and your horse will learn that nothing outside of the arena is a threat to him. Now some horses even settle down to work as soon as they come down the centre line, becoming unaffected by what's going on outside the boards. So to wrap this episode up, a spooky horse can be a nightmare for the dressage rider, making it almost impossible to get a good score in a competition. So by taking the time to desensitise your horse to the many distractions that can occur at event venues, will ultimately reward you with a horse that is more relaxed, calmer, and more enjoyable to ride and handle. Now if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us on this topic, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, competitions, books and training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.